What's up?
Go time.
I think this is episode 22. Is that right?
Dude.
I know. Asking someone who doesn't listen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need to listen. I'm here. I know what we talked about.
There's no way you remember what we talk about.
You're right. Every time somebody's like, well, what'd you talk about today? I don't know. I can't remember. Listen to it. How do you find out what number it is?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's 22. Right, we'll just say it's 22.
We'll go with 22.
If it's not, then oh well.
Figure it out.
We'll take that whole part out. The whole first 38 seconds.
You can just take out whatever you want?
Yeah. If I can figure it out.
Smooth. Smooth.
But, yeah.
How long were you in Orlando? You went to Orlando?
We were gone 4 total days.
Okay. So one day driving down there.
Yeah, we left at 5 in the morning, and it took 15 hours on the ride down.
Ouch.
Yeah, that hurt.
Did you stop anywhere? Did you go straight?
We stopped 8 times.
8 times?
Yeah.
So once every 2 hours?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not too bad.
It's pretty bad. We made it home in 13.
You drive most of the time?
No.
Oh. Glad you're me. I'm going to be like, yeah, dude, I just fucking mashed
it. We split it up pretty even, I feel like, but
I would have just done it every 2 hours, man. Every time you stop, just swap. Then you never, it's like driving to Indianapolis 8 times, you know what I mean? It's not so bad.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
You got to break it down into little goals.
Yeah.
Small goals.
In the toll roads in Florida.
Oh, dude.
It's only a 375, but it's like, what the fuck?
So it took you 15 hours to get there. When you get there, so if you left here at 5 a.m.
We got there at like
9. Are they on the same time as
8
us?
8 or 9, yeah.
So you got there at like 9?
Yep.
Checked into the hotel?
Yep.
Woke up the next morning, went to the...
Yeah, well, we got pizza and stuff then.
Well, right. Yeah. Okay, so you got pizza, had some hotel sex.
No.
No?
No. We had to wake up. You have to be in the park when it opens at 8 if you want to ride anything.
Like, yeah, but that's easy for you, right?
But 15 hours in the car didn't work.
So you ate some pizza and then hit the sack. Woke up the next morning. Headphones suck.
Yeah.
Woke up the next morning. You were at the park by 8, or did you do the thing where you get up real early and stand in line and then run in there whenever they open the gate?
No, we walked in at like 8:10, I think, but there was still, because like,
what was the first thing you did?
If you stay at the resort, you can get in the park at 7, but we didn't stay at the resort, so we had to go in at 8 with everybody, but by the time we walked in the first time, the Minion ride had a 100-minute wait.
What's the Minion ride?
I guess it's the new one that they put up there, but I guess the
Is Minions. It like a roller, like
no,
a roller coaster, or like a virtual?
All Universal Studios is pretty much simulators.
Really?
They have like 4 or 5 roller coasters, and that's it.
So it's all simulators. Like, when I went to Universal, we rode, like, Jaws and E.T.
Jaws wasn't there. E.T. was there, but E.T., I felt like, wasn't... It's, again, you just sit
it's
in
old.
It, and, yeah, you just ride through it pretty much.
Right, well, it's old, you know what
right.
I mean? It's been there for a long time. I was there in, like, the 90s, you know what I mean?
The rides
are so much more advanced. It's just like any other technology.
I remember doing the Twister and eating at NBA City with the other time we went, but, I mean... Fuck. I mean, that was so long ago. That was when we met Dr. J.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Which, I got shit for the longest time that I didn't really meet him.
What?
That was... Because, dude, every time I would show Drew that picture, he would be like...
No, yeah.
That never happened. That's not really you and Dr. J. I was like, alright, man, whatever. You know?
Yeah. Hey, alright, so back to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. The Minion rides the big...
That and Transformers, man.
Did you ride Transformers?
No.
Did you ride the Minion ride?
No.
What's the Minion ride? Is it Harry Potter?
No, that's for Despicable Me.
Oh. Oh, the little yellow guys. Okay. I haven't seen that movie, but Drew and Kim dressed up as them for Halloween one time.
Dude. Yeah. So, but I think we pretty much went to Potterland as soon as we walked in, I think. The first day.
Potterland is inside Universal?
Yes, there's two different parts. Like...
I thought that Harry Potter World was its own park.
Diagon Alley, the new part, is part of Universal, but the old Harry Potter thing is in Islands of Adventure, which is a completely separate park.
So you got to go to two different...
So you got to buy two different park passes.
Oh, man, those Universal people are smart as hell.
$377.
Because you know those tickets. Harry Potter fans are just going to buy tickets, and they aren't going to want to pick which one they go to, so they got you on the hook for two.
But I will say, though, if you're into the movies and shit, there's got to be no more magical place in the world than...
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Did it tickle your pickle?
It did, kind of. Especially the new part, man, with the dragon and stuff.
There's a dragon?
Mm-hmm.
So does Harry Potter Land have, what is it, Harry Potter World?
It's the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. But
so what do you...
The Diagon Alley with no shit was super impressive. Like, the new
and
shit
it
they
It doesn't
looked,
have roller coasters either?
I mean, they had the one ride in there, and then if you go over to the Hogsmeade, they had another ride, and then a couple, like the Dragon Challenge, and then like some broomstick ride. That
so is it a lot of simulators and stuff too?
Yeah, both the Harry Potter ones were. But I will say... The Hogsmeade ride, the older Harry Potter ride, is way better than the newer ride.
Really?
I thought, but Kelly will tell you differently.
There's only two rides?
For Harry Potter? Well, I mean, that are the other two are roller coasters. But, dude, it's all the shops and shit. Like, super impressive.
Okay, so not only are you paying to get in there, it's shops that they're going to... You got to buy more stuff?
Well, we didn't buy that much stuff. I got this shirt and fucking... She got a mug.
So you just paid to go shopping?
Well, I wanted to buy a fucking... Alright, this really pisses me off. Because, like...
Tell me about it.
This is the coolest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, dude, you can buy... They sell wands there. And they come in boxes just like the movies. But you can spend $38 on a regular wand. Or you can spend $45 on an interactive wand. And you can take your interactive wand all around both Harry Potters, and if you wave your wand in front of some of the shit, it'll do special shit. But I didn't know about this until the second day, so obviously I didn't get it in time. And I was like, gosh damn it.
Well, why didn't you just find somebody that had one of the special wands and follow them around?
Because I'm a 26-year-old in a park, and that could be frowned upon as coming off as rapey, I think. I'm not sure, but... God.
With a...
Trying to follow around. Yeah, trying to follow around an 8-year-old with a wand.
Well, maybe that says something about why, where you took your vacation, you know what I mean?
I just was along for the ride, man. And it was fun.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And then so you did one world on one day and one world on the other day?
You can take a train if you have park passes to both, and you can take a train back and forth between both. And the train ride they had...
You got to get on at 12 and 3 quarters?
Yeah, you do. It's 9 3/4, but good try, bro. But yeah, dude, the train ride was sweet, but we didn't make the train ride back to whatever, because both train rides have different shit plan. Like, you're actually going, like, you sit in your little train booth,
yeah,
and they have, like, LCD screens that play shit.
Out the window, so yeah. You're not just looking out the
right
window.
Right, and it was fucking sweet. It was like a ride in itself, but...
Dude. So you rode it one way, but you didn't ride it back?
Right, and apparently...
So then did that make your walk home longer?
No, not really. It would have added, like, not even half a mile.
Okay.
Because we had to go the same way, but it was fun, dude. The Hulk ride was sweet.
The Hulk ride, huh?
And the Simpsons ride was really sweet.
Yeah?
I got almost sick on Simpsons ride. Because they put you in, like, a car, I don't know, and then they fucking take you up. Or I guess maybe they dropped the walls. I don't know. I don't know what was going on, but it was a simulator, and it was freaking me out the way it was tilting us and shit.
So, like, the simulator, is it all, like, old school, you know, where it's a big room and, like, an IMAX screen?
Yeah. It's just like that, pretty much. And it was, I mean, most of them were sweet, though.
Yeah.
We rode Shrek, and it was pretty sweet.
Cool.
I enjoyed it.
See, I was always kind of more into, like, the big
roller coasters.
Flip it upside down and go real fast.
The only one we did like that was the Hulk, but
yeah,
it's sweet because you just take off out of that tunnel and double corkscrew, and it's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
It's kind of short, though.
That's the thing, man. You got to stand in line for
hours
and hours and hours.
We didn't ride the new ride until the very last. We walked in the park at 6, waited in line for 2.5 hours to ride this ride.
Dude. And the ride was like 3 minutes long?
Yeah, and I was not impressed at all.
Oh, dude. But how, you know, you already had a bad taste in your mouth because you had to wait 2.5 hours to ride.
Yeah, that's probably why it took all the enjoyment out. But
dude, if we hit the lottery, we'll rent that bitch out.
That's what I'm saying.
Do like Kobe, you know what I'm saying?
That would be the best style. That would be legit.
Yeah.
If you could rent out the whole Harry Potter land, have your birthday there.
Is that where you would pick? Like, if you could pick there, Disney World, or Cedar Point, or Cedar Disneyland?
Point. No, it'd be Universal, definitely.
Universal?
Yeah. Or maybe, like...
Do they still have, did they have King Kong at Universal?
Nope.
They got rid of that one, too?
Yeah, it had to, yeah. Because the only things we saw were like,
I can't believe they got rid of Jaws, man.
I didn't see no Jaws ride.
That sucks. That one was fun. It's kind of scary, man. Jaws come up out of the water and they blow fire at you. Thought a poncho was going to melt on you one time.
You like walked through this Poseidon Adventure one, but it was pretty sweet too, man.
It's Poseidon Adventure.
You're like, I guess
Poseidon. Is that Harry Potter?
No, that's just Universal, but... Okay. It was sweet, though. You just walk in this room, and then the tour guide gives you pretty much your seal and your fate or whatever, and then you walk through these doors, and this dude pretty much tells you that you're all in trouble, blah, blah, blah. But then Poseidon comes out, and they, like, battle in front of you, and it's sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I got to be a kid again for 2 days, bro.
I'm having trouble visualizing that one. I don't know what happened when he had to see Poseidon.
Well, I got pictures.
So was it like... I'm picturing like an aquarium.
No. You got it all wrong.
Well, maybe you didn't do a very good job of describing
it. I didn't, because some parts were hazier than others.
Depends on what time of day you got there.
Went to Bubba Gump's and I got kind of drunk.
Yeah?
After the...
Were you drinking Blue Moons?
No, they had these things called Tennessee iced tea.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was sweet.
Like that, huh?
I got the redneck wine glasses for free.
Nice.
I say Bubba Gump.
Cool.
But I'm pissed. I tried to cut down my fire one because I had the cool fire from the dragon.
Yeah.
Because the dragon on top of this building that I'm about to show you. That's as soon as you walk into the new part right there. That's what you see.
Damn. How big is that?
Pretty big? Yeah, that's pretty big. If you swipe over, there's another view of it.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty damn big.
That's right underneath of it. But he spits out fire periodically through the day.
No kidding.
Yeah, and at nighttime.
There's a train and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, dude. It was legit. Besides the tickets being $377
You didn't do any Disney or anything?
No.
Just Universal? And
yeah. Disney World, I feel like, if you don't have kids that are between the ages of 3 and 8, there's no point in going.
Yeah.
Because it really is a letdown, I feel like. Because we went there, too. We did Universal one day, and then we did Disney the other day when we were younger, and...
Yeah.
I mean, Disney, we were just... Because I was, like, 12, 13, and it was just... I did not have fun.
Right. The only thing fun at Disney World is that,
Space Mountain.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I had fun on Buzz Lightyear, too, because it's kind of like Men in Black. Are you looking at all my pictures?
I'm looking at all these selfies you took driving down
the gas station.
Gas stations.
Hashtag gas station tour. That's what it was on Instagram. I posted all those on Instagram.
I know, so they go to your Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't have an Instagram. Do I need an Instagram?
Do you take pictures?
No.
Well, then no. You just answered that for yourself.
But what if I like to look at pictures?
Well, then yeah, get you one. Some people don't post, they just look at shit.
That seems kind of weird.
It does. But, you know. But yeah, all in all, dude, it was fun.
You got a Facebook?
No.
I don't either. I don't have Facebook. I got Twitter, though.
I do, too.
I follow you.
But yeah, dude, it was all in all a good break.
So then, how long did it took you 13 hours to get home? What time did you leave down there?
Ooh, like 7 or 8 in the morning. We got back there, it was like... 9.
And did you have to go to work the next day?
No. I was off until... Did you not get my text message?
Me?
No.
Oh, I didn't say no.
But yeah, dude. It was bad, and then got back and had a whole week off.
Oh, that's sweet. Did she have to go back to work the next day?
Oh. Ooh, no. I don't know if it was the... No, it wasn't the next day. It was the following day.
That'd have been rough.
Yeah, I'm
did
glad.
Did you look into flying? Was it just too expensive?
Yeah, it was like $600 a person because it was the day after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no way we could do that.
That's rough.
But, I mean, it was fun, though, dude.
You drove her car?
Yeah. But I'm excited more for the beach this summer.
You going to the beach this summer?
Yeah. Like, her whole family goes. They have, like, 3 houses between, like, 60 people.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of ridiculous on that front, but... Well, it might not be 60, but yeah, 10 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's just to Myrtle Beach.
That's just one day's work, man.
Yeah. We can split that up, no problem.
Yeah, I just get up like you're going to work.
That's what we did with this trip.
Then when you get off work that day, you'll be in Florida. You know what I mean?
I'll be in Myrtle Beach, bro.
Bro.
Not Florida.
Whatever. Except the beach. I just assumed Florida. I don't know why.
It's so hot there, though, in the summer. I wish they picked a different time to go. Because we, like, go golfing, and then by the time you get to, like, hole 6, you're fucking covered in sweat.
It does get very hot. You're right.
Yeah. But it's fun, though, because you get to play 3 courses for $100.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Dude, when I played in Hawaii, it was, like, the first 18 was, like, $100-something. And then whenever you're coming in on number 17, your little cart flashes up and is like, play another 18 for like $35.99 or something.
Wow.
So they get you in there, you know what I mean? They crush you the first time. And gosh damn. I was like, this is the most expensive round of golf I've ever played. It was the worst I'd played in a long time, too. I shot like shit, dude. It was so windy.
Yeah, I only shot under 100 the last one we went 2 years ago. I only shot under 100 once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm getting okay at golf, I think.
I just do it to be social.
I don't really shoot over 100 very much, or ever, really.
And yeah, you're better than most.
I'm like a, I don't know, like mid-low 90s guy, probably. Like 46, 46, something like that average, probably.
Better than average, Joe.
I shot the 80s quite a bit this year. But that's also with a mulligan on each nine, so really, like... 94 kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Did you watch the interview?
Uh-uh.
I haven't seen it yet either. I heard it's terrible, though, so...
Really?
I'm not going to buy it, yeah.
Man, that's disappointing. They were hilarious on Stern.
I know Eminem's on it.
But, really?
Yeah, or in it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my brother sent me a screenshot of it. Because he rented it, apparently, but... I just thought that was funny. Eminem's in it.
That is funny.
He doesn't do much, I imagine.
I don't know, he did that one movie.
Well, yeah, 8 Mile. And we have another movie he's in down there called The Hip Hop Witch. I've never watched it, though.
The Hip Hop Witch?
It's supposed to be terrible.
Shut up. I'm going to read what... All right. Right here?
Yeah. Right next to...
You never seen it?
No. Right next to Night at the Roxbury.
It doesn't even have a description on it. It just says, featuring today's hottest hip-hop artists, Vanilla Ice, Rock, Eminem, Spliff Star, Mobb Deep, Killa Priest, Rod Digga, and Vitamin C, and many more. It doesn't say, oh, here it is. What happens when 5 white kids from the suburbs get lost in the projects looking for the hip-hop witch? Hip-hop witch. This movie was assembled from found film footage the kids are still missing. Rod Digga's in it, too.
I think you might have said that.
I already told him about Rod Digga.
Yeah, dude, that's probably why. It was $3.99.
Holy shit. I bet this is terrible. This is one of those that it's so bad that you watch it because it's funny.
I would think so, but I'm not going to watch it, no.
You need somebody to watch it for you and find out?
Yes. Dude, you want to be that person?
No, I'm not signing up for that job.
It's probably like The Ring, though. You watch it and die within 48
hours.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Yeah.
Whenever it's over, it's like, you're fucked.
And that's why no one knows about it, because no one's ever seen it.
Can't imagine that they made any money.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Straight to DVD.
Definitely. Straight to DVD special. Did you see that American Sniper movie?
No, it's not out yet.
Oh, it's not?
No, it comes out next Friday, because I want to go see The Gambler, but...
Oh, I did see that.
You did?
Pretty good.
Sweet.
Gave me high anxiety. It did, man. Fucking with my blood pressure. He doesn't gamble the way that I would gamble.
So it's large money.
Well, yeah, and the way that he plays it and the way that I play. But yeah, I like a lot more money than I gamble.
I think that's going to be interesting.
Dude, it's pretty wild.
I watched Guardians of the Galaxy last night.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, man.
That's a superhero one, right?
Kind of.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but...
I mean, he's married to...
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris, yeah. I always say Amy Poehler for some reason, but it's the other blonde.
Yeah, she's single, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, she got a divorce from that Arnett guy, right?
I guess.
I don't know.
Why else? I haven't read my Us Weekly this week. So.
Keep up with your pop culture, man.
I knew Anna Faris.
I'll give you my old People magazines and you can read them.
No.
That's what my mom does.
We have People magazines here.
Are you kidding? I don't get fucking People
we
magazines.
We do.
Well, that's... Mom saves hers and then gives them to Grandma. Wow. Like, well, why does she care? It's like old gossip, you know? I was like, who gives a fuck then?
Any gossip is good enough for the female gender,
dude,
I think.
I'm telling you.
No females listen to this, so tell me what you really think. No,
that. But they were last night, they were talking about somebody from Mom's hometown that's like, she was on the news because she married some guy that was in a movie or something.
Nice.
I was like, who cares, you know? She's like, well, she went to the same high school that I went to. She's whoever's age, you know? Who cares? I don't give a damn.
I just hate seeing this is totally off subject, but I hate seeing some of these athletes age and like, god damn, 25 years old.
Totally off subject.
But just 25 years old and millions of dollars. Like, Jesus. Thank God that's not me.
What?
If I had all the money they had and could just do whatever, the off seasons would be fun.
Put that shit in a Roth IRA.
Yeah, I'd be on the broke two.
Broke two.
30 for 30.
Maybe.
No, definitely. Absolutely.
You just got to take half of it and put it away and give yourself an allowance out of it. You know what I mean? And then the other half you can party hard with. So that way, at least if you run out, you know, you party too hard and buy too much stupid shit, at least then you're still getting like $100,000 a year for the rest of your life, you know?
I mean,
you can live pretty comfortably like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So that way at least you don't have to go back to work, you know?
Yeah, wouldn't be. Yeah, especially if I hit the lottery or something.
Yeah.
We watched a Deal or No Deal the other day on Game Show Network, and this bitch, she kept going up and up and up. And took like a $375,000 deal, and I was just like, wow, because she had it between like three numbers, and it was like $100, $400,000, or $750,000. I just would have kept going all the way.
Till you got to $400,000.
She had $400,000 in her case, but she took the $375,000 deal.
To be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd totally trade $25,000 to be sure that I got the.
Yeah, but, man.
375.
It'd be a tough spot to be put in, though.
Yeah. It's a tough decision.
375 is... That's a lot of moolah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just gotta look at it like, okay, I'll be able to buy one less car. You know? $5,000 vehicles. Like, I'll have three instead of four.
One less new Prius.
New Prius. Is that what you're gonna get when you get rid of your truck?
Absolutely. No.
Well, are you going to get rid of your truck?
I don't know. I need to now.
It broke down.
Yeah, I need to. But I guess I could still manage, though, if... I could totally still manage if, like, getting to work and stuff, though, without it. Because I live so close, but, I mean...
Right, you could, like, get a bicycle.
Well, I'm not trying to leave a half hour early.
How far away is it?
Like 3 miles. I think.
Yeah, 3 miles you could do in like... I mean, I would think that you could go more than 3 miles an hour. I mean, you can probably run there in an hour.
Well, it's out of question if it's this cold out.
Dude, we got a guy where he rides his scooter from New Albany.
Fuck that.
You got too many DUIs, so
dude, hold on. Keep them entertained for a second.
You gotta get the dog.
Yeah, because he's being a real asshole.
He is being an asshole, you're right. But yeah, man, he's got too many DUIs, so he's got to ride his scooter up all the way up the hill. And he does it in the freezing cold, too. Even if it's like 2 degrees outside, there's a big line of traffic behind him coming into work all the time. Because his scooter goes so slow.
You got a cigarette? It was a bad idea. She was getting home early from work.
Uh-oh.
That'll be all right.
All
right. I think she comes back here. No, because this is man room.
This is man cave.
No, I need, getting ready to paint in here.
What color are you painting?
I think it's, one's going to be like two of these walls will be gray. And the other two will be lion's blue. And then I got two rolls of fat heads right there to put all over the walls.
So you're going with lion's theme? Is that the plan?
Yep.
Right on.
And then Kelly bought me a thing last night from Groupon that says, all I need is my dog and football. And it's got the lion symbol on it too.
Yeah.
So I'm about to be decked out in here.
Are you painting the whole wall or just, like, the top part?
Just the top part.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, if it ever gets done.
Yeah, when's that supposed to happen?
Dude, winter's terrible.
This is the perfect time to paint because you can't do anything outside.
I know, but I just got an Xbox.
Yeah,
it's no point. The graphics aren't that impressive to me. Like, the backgrounds are impressive as far as the graphics go. Like,
on the Xbox?
Yeah.
You should have got a PS4, man.
I know, but I got...
Dude, everybody...
I don't know anybody with a PS4. I know one dude with a PS4.
I only know one person, too.
Yeah, so...
It's probably the same person.
No.
Never mind.
Definitely not.
But anyways, anytime, even with the other Xbox, the Xbox One or 360 or whatever it is, the white one,
yeah.
Everybody's like, man, I wish I would have gotten a PS3. I was like, no shit, because the PlayStation's better.
Well, you have to pay to play online on PlayStation now, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ooh, but that didn't sound good.
What?
Like, it sounded like it distorted in my microphone or something.
It did?
I don't know, it sounded weird. So, the PlayStation Network isn't free anymore?
No, nothing is. You gotta pay to play all that shit.
Even on PlayStation 3?
Absolutely.
Are you sure?
It's my headphones, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So, like, if I went home right now to play my PlayStation online...
Well, you can play, like, certain... I mean, on the PlayStation 4, I'm pretty sure you have to pay for all of it. But, I mean, if you have your old PS3, I'm sure you could go play, like, Call of Duty online.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Can I go home and play video
games? Yeah, most likely you can play Call of Duty for free.
But if I had a PlayStation 4, I couldn't unless I paid them money.
Right.
You had to pay money?
Yeah. But yeah, Xbox, you always had to pay money because you have to have the Xbox Live. But I don't care. It's
not very expensive.
Yeah, if you break it down, it's like $12 a month or something. Not even. No, it's not even because it's only $60 for a whole year.
Yeah, so it's $5.
Yeah, $5. I'm terrible at math.
Hey, can you read a tape measure?
Yeah.
Dude.
I know, if I had to take a carpentry test, I could pass it.
I'm just saying, man. Well, I mean, you would think people at my work would be able to, too, and we have people that cannot read a tape measure. Blows my mind.
I mean, I don't know. I get confused sometimes, but usually it's just in my own head.
It just blows me away that they can't read a tape measure.
Yeah,
they teach you how to read a ruler, like, and shit in school, you know what I mean? It ain't that much different.
Some people just don't have common sense, though, man.
Well, that's not really common sense. That's, like, shit that they taught you how to do. You don't have to have common sense for that.
That's what I'm saying, though. You kind of do, though. Because it doesn't take much to read a tape measure.
That's true.
I mean, that would almost be common sense.
Yeah.
Because literally, all the fractions are the same on there, just with different numbers.
I know, and we even have some that It says on there, like, 5/8, you know. Wow. Or
that's terrible.
15/16 or whatever. And people still get it wrong.
See, because it'll fuck me up every now and then if I have to, like, if I would have to cut something down, and it would have to be some sort of special, and I would have to get into subtracting fractions, that could fuck me up.
Just make one common denominator.
Well, I mean, no, at that point, I'd got it down. Because okay. Usually it'd be like taking an inch and a half off of it. So if it's 23/16, then it would be 21/9/16. I mean, that was, I mean, just common sense, though. It's an inch and a half. If it's just a 16th, then you just take a little more than that one half.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we set ourselves up for failure, though. By working at these places. That's why we need to hit the lottery. We need to have a safety meeting lottery pool. No coffee left in there.
Nope. You get a Walt Disney World mug while you're there?
Yeah, for $6.
I thought you said you didn't go to Walt Disney World.
I didn't. I went to the we went shopping at the Outlet Mall.
Oh, was it the Outlet Mall?
Yeah.
What's on there?
Oswald. Mickey Mouse? The true original. Oh. I guess he was before Mickey Mouse. I don't know. It was $6 and cheap, and it was huge.
It is big.
Because she got a Deathly Hallows mug from Harry Potter, and it was like $25, so...
What?
I went on the mug
shop. Was stuff like crazy expensive in there?
Yeah, dude,
like
they were...
$40 t-shirts and shit?
They were selling the Harry Potter robes for $110 a pop, and I saw kids running around with them and the wands, so that right there is fucking...
$150.
$150,
no problem. More than that, $110.
Plus the $45, so I mean... Yeah. Or 38, so yeah, it's about $150.
Son of a bitch.
Not to mention it
and
costs...
And they probably got multiple kids, too.
Yeah, and it costs X amount of dollars to get in there and to trip there. I'm like, God damn, dude. Some of these people just have to be
loaded. I wonder how they pay for all that. They got good jobs.
Yeah.
Really hit the lottery, right?
Yeah. You would think. Well, I told her, though, if we go back, I want to stay at the resort.
Yeah?
For sure. Definitely. And not go at Christmas time.
Right.
Find the slowest time of the year for down there and just hit it up, because that would be the best way to do it.
It was probably pretty crowded, wasn't it? A bunch of people go, we're going to Disneyland for Christmas shit.
Huh? Yeah. Well, at one point at the park, we knew we were in there too late because, dude, you were just... it was congested.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? We gotta get out of here.
A lot of foreign people?
Oh, yeah. It was goddamn League of Nations down there. And that was what was freaking me out. We'd be in line or something, and I'd be hearing people talk, but it would just be some shit I'd never heard before.
You heard people making noise, not like talking.
I'm used to Spanish, but...
You got a bunch of Spanish speakers at work?
No, just two, but, I mean, it just doesn't bother me.
Right.
I don't know.
Some of that shit's annoying to listen to, man. We were flying on a honeymoon, dude. We had two of them sitting behind us, and they were... flapping their gums, man.
Asians.
The whole time, dude. 4.5 hours or better. It's like, you think they're
flying from Hawaii to the Philippines?
Huh?
From
California to Hawaii.
I know, but would that be the right way to do that? If you were going to fly from Hawaii to the Philippines? Or would you go all the way around the world? Philippines is right there on...
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go, you would definitely go west, not east, to get there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So, I guess, would that be your connector flight?
Yeah, they probably stop in Hawaii and then on over. Some of them probably just fly straight from California over there, man.
It's like, I can't imagine making that Australia flight.
Yeah, fuck that.
I heard it's fucking badass there, but I don't even know if I'd want to take the chance after finding out all the fucking different shit that can kill you over there as far as animals and insects-wise. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, you just gotta stay out of the... Live in the city, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
You gotta deal with that shit in the city.
I bet Sydney's awesome, though.
I bet it is cool. I bet you're right. It's warmer a lot, right?
Yeah.
And, like, right now it's summertime there.
Yeah, and they pretty much speak English, so that's dope.
Close enough, you can get it figured out, right?
Yeah. That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
I bet most places in the world people speak, at least as a second or third language, English. I think English is a pretty popular language.
Yeah.
And Spanish.
Well, hopefully everywhere by now.
Getting pretty close. I don't know.
Hope so. That'd be awesome. Just everybody speaks the same language. But I would like to go to... I'd probably... If I was going to go anywhere overseas like that, it would probably be England.
Yeah.
The UK right there.
Like
yeah.
London?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be about as far as I could do it. But then once you get to England, you can pretty much travel anywhere, I would imagine.
Yeah, on a train. They got bullet trains over there. They go super fucking fast. You can ride on a train, like, all over Europe.
Dude, that's what we should do. We should get everybody together.
And go to Europe?
Yeah. For like a fucking... Man,
it's hard to do that for a month. People are getting married and having kids and shit.
I'm gonna hit the lottery and take all of us.
Dude, if that happens, I'll use all my vacation at one time, you know what I mean?
That would be ideal.
We just have a 2-week party, 3-week party. I'll call in the third week.
But probably just, hopefully I'll go to Colorado soon.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
I want to go to West Virginia and go snowboarding this winter, but I don't think I'm going to get to go.
You like it? You can do the snowboarding?
Oh, yeah. Snowboarding.
Well, I'm
fun.
Talking like Bo Rat, but...
I like Bo Rat. Yeah, I can do the snowboarding. No, yeah, I can snowboard and ski and all kinds of shit.
I can't
man.
Do that. I could sled.
You're pretty good.
Dude, we can go tubing.
Can't snowboard, but I'll sled the shit out of that hill.
You get your four-wheeler and...
Hook a car hood up to the back of it and sling your ass around like we used to up on the hill.
Yeah, or a tube.
They got inner tubes at Paoli now.
That's awesome.
It's fun when we go, man. You guys should come with us this year.
For Paoli?
Yeah. I'd rather take a week.
They have tubes now.
Go sledding. That's pretty much what it is. They do have tubes.
You get drunk?
Yeah, we drink.
All right, I'll bring the Bailey's.
No, I'll bring the Bailey's.
Save it for that.
There you go. I think they have snow up there now. They've been blowing it. It's been cold as balls, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't even think you can stand outside. I did sit in my truck for a half hour yesterday on break, so it can be done.
Your truck won't start.
I know, but I still sat in it.
Without it running?
On break, yeah.
For a half an hour?
Yeah.
Were you not freezing?
No. I had all this on, plus my hoodie and jacket.
Dude, it was like 4 degrees yesterday.
I know, I was warm as fuck though. Sometimes I bring a blanket, but
they don't got a break room or nothing?
They do, but you can't smoke in a break room.
So you go out there and smoke cigarettes for a half hour?
Yeah.
How many you smoke? 3?
2.
2?
Yeah. Sometimes I just sleep in between, but most times I just listen to AM radio.
AM radio, huh?
Card 680.
Nice.
Well, it helps me keep up with what's going on around here.
Oh, yeah?
So if I have to see her parents, I can conversate about Louisville. So in all, it helps me.
Word.
And sometimes I get to hear some cool stuff. Like yesterday, mm-hmm. There was Spitino press conference on. And he's a cool guy to listen to talk to. He's good. I feel like he does good press conferences. He's pretty entertaining. He can be funny at times. But he's getting long in the tooth.
Yeah, he is getting older.
Yeah.
I liked it whenever he said, I played 4 white guys and an Egyptian. And everybody got mad at him. You don't know?
I think it'd be cool if they did do that. Lucas Oil for Indiana and Louisville. I would go to that.
Hell yeah, man. I think that sounds cool.
I would go to that.
Man, we got spanked by Michigan State the other night.
Yeah, it's not looking good for you or Michigan.
Dude, they had us ranked number 3 in the Big Ten in the power rankings going into that game. Now, I don't know what we are now, but it can't be fucking number 3 anymore.
Yeah, because Maryland's ranked fucking like 12.
I know, I had no idea they were good. And then Wisconsin's fucking good. Minnesota's probably good.
But me and Johnny talked about it yesterday. Honestly, I think there's only probably 3 teams that could challenge Kentucky.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I mean...
Duke,
obviously. And then he said Wisconsin, but I don't think so.
Dude.
Wisconsin sucks in March time.
Dude. Kentucky's good.
I don't know. Louisville makes it in mine, I think, too. Louisville could beat Kentucky
game,
if they played
when,
again.
When UK and U of L played, that game was ugly.
It was ugly.
But like I won 58 to 50 or something.
I won $20 on that game.
Yeah?
I got Kentucky -7. And they just won by 8 because he missed that free throw at the end. And he didn't want to pay me, but I got it.
Why didn't he want to pay you?
Because, dude, that was kind of bullshit. He missed the free throw at the very end, but I was so happy.
Whatever, dude. A bet's a bet, man.
I know. But we got 10 on the NCAA championship on Monday, so I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who'd you take?
I got Oregon.
Oregon's pretty good.
Yeah. He thinks Ohio State's going to win. But
Ohio State pretty good.
No.
No?
Fuck Ohio State.
Yeah, fuck them.
Urban Meyer's a piece of shit.
Urban Meyer's a piece of shit.
He's good at recruiting, but him and Harbaugh is going to be intense now, I feel like.
They said that they sold out of khaki pants in Ann Arbor.
Wow. I would not doubt it.
Because that's what he always is wearing, you know?
Dockers.
Yep.
I wonder if he has his own line yet.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's like a shoe deal. I don't think you get a Dockers deal where it's like,
I think you could
go to the Kohl's and fucking be like, I need to get in on some fresh Jim Harbaughs.
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean?
I hope you're wrong. Because that would be awesome.
But you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Are you going to look it up?
I'm going to look it up. I haven't looked it up
yet. What if they do? What if they do have, like, pants deals?
That'd be awesome.
And like Bill Belichick or whatever his name is.
Whoa.
Just selling.
They definitely sell those hoodies.
Right.
They definitely.
Who makes his hoodies? Do you know? Champion or somebody?
Probably Gillette.
Gillette? Why Gillette?
He did a commercial with them.
Oh, he did?
Says that, yeah. So he did a commercial, and apparently they helped him with charity or something.
Oh, that's sweet of him.
I don't want to watch this video. Please stop.
No, we don't. Dude, they don't have pants deals like they have shoe deals, for sure. Nobody's just, like, on sponsorship for Dockers or Levi's or something.
Dude, Reebok signed Allen Iverson for life for $50 million.
Yeah, but he's broke now. They're not making any money.
I know. But think about how crazy that is.
$50 million. Think about how crazy it is that he's broke. And at one point, he had $50 million.
He was playing in China.
I don't think so. I think he tried to play in China, or did for a little bit. I don't think he's playing there anymore. Maybe he is. That's nuts. Reebok signed Froning to some big fucking shoe deal. Or I guess just sponsorship in general. Made him the third highest paid Reebok athlete.
I think it's crazy now that
what they said. I don't know if that's right or not, but
Reebok sponsors the UFC. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Oh man, it says his Wikipedia goes from professional career to international career, to career statistics, to attempt at a music career. And then my favorite, number 7, legal and financial problems.
Told you, dude, he's broke.
He hasn't played since 2011.
He's broke. For real.
Let's see.
What are you looking at?
I'm just trying to figure out what he's in trouble for. Oh, he got arrested for concealed weapon and possession of marijuana.
Concealed weapon.
That's what it appears to be.
Hey, I saw on Twitter that Screech stabbed a guy.
Dude, yeah. Kelly told me that the other day, and I don't care. He's beyond me.
He's beyond you?
I never liked Saved by the Bell.
He's got a porn, too.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but...
Have you seen it?
No, I'm not interested in seeing that.
I bet it's
funny.
Come
on, no.
Let's look it up.
No.
Do it.
No.
Come on, do it.
Dull spot.
Yep. It's because you're fucking with his computer.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens to John Jones, but at the same time, I'm scared.
How long is he going to rehab, you think?
I would imagine 90 days. But I wonder what they're going to do about that. I wonder if they take the belt and make it an interim.
No, I read something that said because it's not a performance-enhancing drug, it doesn't matter.
Dude, I don't know, though. I feel like... I mean, think about it, though. You don't think cocaine would enhance your performance in a fight?
It's not on the performance-enhancing drug.
I know, that's... I don't understand. For fighting, that'd be perfect. That's what you want. Or some crack, you know, but it's the same thing.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not real sure what the difference is.
Yeah, me either.
I don't think it had two different names.
You know? I don't know the recipe, but I'm pretty sure yeah. They do the same thing.
Have you seen his new stand-up thing? Dude. Cat Williams.
No.
I started watching it the other day. We got HBO, but I turned it off.
I watched Bill Burr's special, the one that's in black and white.
I haven't seen it.
I watched that one on Netflix.
Wow, have you seen Rogan's new special?
No.
Is it on Netflix yet? Or something, or Colorado High?
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. It's on Comedy Central tonight at 11.
Oh, is it? Then I'm going to record it. I'm going to do that right now because I'll forget. Because it came out a few weeks ago and I was pissed off.
The one from Denver.
Yeah.
I bet it's funny.
I bet. I'm excited to see Joey Diaz.
Yeah, I need to get tickets for that.
Yeah.
You're going Saturday night?
Yeah.
Dude, that's going to be awesome.
It is. I hope there's not a drink minimum, though.
There's always a drink minimum at comedy clubs.
If there's a drink minimum, I'm going to be fucked up.
Just buy them and I'll drink them.
Here we go.
You like it?
But I don't know what time it starts. That's my problem.
Yeah, I don't either. I haven't looked into it at all.
I really don't want to have to stay with my sister.
Why?
Because it's crowded now that she has a child.
Oh, I didn't know she had a kid.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a hotel room?
Well, I know, but then it just makes it way more expensive.
You can stay at a Motel 6 for like $39.
I know. I mean, we could drive home in an hour and a half.
That's a good point.
I mean, let's be real. Oh. Encino Man. That's one of the few things I like that he's done. What? We went and saw Pauly Shore. That's the only other stand-up I've ever seen in my entire life. Well, I saw Mike Epps, but I don't consider him stand-up.
Who else did you see?
Mike Epps and Pauly Shore are the only two stand-ups comedies I've ever been to.
Really? Yeah. I saw Charlie Murphy. He was funny, man.
Those are the only... I don't know. I'm interested to see what this will be about. Because I really want to go see Tom Segura over in Louisville. But I don't have anybody to go with, and I don't want to take Kelly to that. Dude, if you listen to... to Tom Segura.
Oh.
If you listen to his Your Mom's House, dude, sometimes he just plays aggressive porn clips and just laughs about it. It's kind of... And his favorite movie list was fucked up, too, the other day. I listened to that.
Really?
Yeah. Favorite comedy movies in these lists and, like, horror films that are, like, disturbing.
Really?
Yeah.
And he just finds it hilarious?
Yeah.
He's pretty funny, right?
Yeah. We should go check him out over there at the Laughing Derby.
When's he gonna be there?
Oh, man, I should look that up. We can do that out. Well, fuck it, I'll forget.
How long have we been going? I feel like we're running out of shit to shit about.
I don't know. I hope we can turn this off. Fifty minutes.
That's pretty long.
It's about average.
Alright, bitches, we're out.
Follow us on Twitter, I guess. At the safety meeting. No. Safety pod.
You know where to find us.
Yep. We tried. Didn't work.
Let's hope that it sounds okay. We might not even post this.
Yeah, we will. Okay. Hopefully we will.
Even if it sounds like dog shit?
If it sounds like dog shit, we won't post it. But
okay.
I guess we'll be back next week with who knows what. So stay tuned.